Who better to speak to about how it's all placed after the early stages of both of those seasons? Jenny, thanks for joining me this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Excited to talk all things basketball.
Hey, the Perth Wildcats, you had a very good look at them last Friday night. They are a very, very impressive outfit.
They are indeed. I mean, you don't win 9 championships by lack of effort and lack of talent, and Trevor Gleeson's done a great job with his outfit, and it's only early days of this season, and we know how hard it is to play over there in the West. Mm. And, you know, even though a team went down by 20 points, that's sometimes a normal thing, so I wouldn't get caught up with that. But Perth are, in the early days, definitely going to be pushing for a title again this year.
They just, we talk about it a lot, don't we, their culture, but even just to bring a guy like Dario Hunt in and him to straight away, he's not going to be a superstar in this league, but he just knows his role and he plays it really well.
Yeah, I mean, when you've got players like Tarico Wright beside you and Bryce Cotton, it's very hard for another stud to come in, but he will play that role, and I think he's settling. He was a bit shaky in round one, but he's played all around the world. He knows what it's like, and, you know, if round two is anything to go by, I'm excited for what he's going to produce for the rest of the season.
What have you liked from the Sydney Kings so far? Oh, it's interesting. I was talking about them earlier in the week on this show, and I feel like they've won their 2 games, but we're not doing a lot of talk about them at the moment.
No, I mean, you know, Corey Homicide Williams chats about them, and he was always already saying, give them the rings already. He's already putting them at the number one to win the season this year. But I'm excited by them purely because we haven't seen their Brazilian youngster, in Didi, come in. And we know that he did great things in the NBL Blitz, a three-point shooting machine. So if you add him, and then Bogut starts to settle a bit more, and I think they'll be definitely a formidable outfit. I love Tate, though, an undersized big.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's been really great to watch, very hard to defend, and they're only going to go from strength to strength.
Yeah, they're dangerous. And they haven't really, so far, Jenny, they haven't really had to rely on Casper Ware at any stage, have they?
No, and to be honest, I'm struggling to see him in the purple uniform. You know, I'm not yet comfortable. I'm sure Sydney fans are loving it. I'm just, you know, used to him being in the black and white, but no doubt he'll obviously have some great games this year. And if you're a Sydney fan, you're loving him in that purple uniform.
You were there for the season opener, so you had a very good look at the Phoenix up close. They were impressive. They were impressive that night, and they were just as impressive last Sunday as well. They've clicked pretty quickly, haven't they?
They have, you know, being sideline commentary, I get to be in the inner circle and listen to all their timeouts. And it's a credit to Simon Mitchell, but more so also the leaders of their team. You know, Ty Wesley, we lost him early, 5 minutes in the first quarter of round one with a hamstring injury. But then you've got Mitch Creek and the like, and obviously Adam Gibson back now from injury. And they're leaders, like their culture, their discipline, the ability for them to just know what to do, and the other guys to fill in around them with roles is exciting. And how good was their round two opening game at the Fire Pit, they're now calling it, and the theatrics pre-game, just so exciting, exciting for this sport.
We love point guards that come in as imports in this league and have an impact, and we spoke about Casper already. We're full of admiration for Bryce Cotton, but John Robertson...
No, talk to me about Robertson. Yeah, yes, talk to me about JR.
He might surprise a few people, I think. I had him on the show last week in the studio, and he's a wonderful man, but he's going to shock a few.
Oh, I love how you say wonderful, because I concur those words. I thought he's a young, you know, humble young man, and I have another player that's played all over the world, similar to Dario Hunt from Perth, and he is exciting. We're not just talking about the pull-up, draining the long deep three. We're talking about coming off pick and rolls, fading away, and he's not tall.
No.
Like he's 6 foot if you're lucky, and he plays an exciting brand of basketball, and I think the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix are thanking their lucky stars they landed on him.
Jenny, you understand as a professional basketballer the challenges that can be faced with travel and all that sort of stuff, but I don't think we've seen too many scenarios with what's going to face Melbourne United this weekend, where they basically land late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, and then have to play that afternoon. This is extraordinary.
I know, it is tough. I mean, I think they're lucky that they're flying up the pointy end of the plane. I think that will help.
Not
I know
unlike
that
yourself,
they're...
yep.
Well, yeah, no. Only when we medals do we get to fly up the front. But, hey, times are changing. And but, yeah, no, for these guys, they know high-performance sport. They've got a great team around them in Nick Popovich, who will be making sure that they're ready to go. And look, you never want to use them as an excuse as players, but absolutely it's going to be hard work. They are already 0-2. They have the possibility of being 0-4, and we're only into round 3. So it's a tough time for them, but you don't become a championship with not knowing how to get it done. And, you know, these guys have been doing this for a long time, and I have no doubt come towards the end, back end of the season, it's not how many games you win at the start, but it's how strong you finish. So Melbourne United will be getting it done.
So do they just go in with pretty low expectations?
No, absolutely not. I think they'll be going into each game thinking they're going to win, and they'll be prepared accordingly from with their coaching staff, and Vickerman will have them, you know, to a T with the scouting. And you never want to finish a game going, oh, I wish I'd done that. And if it wasn't for the travel, you never want to have that as an excuse. And they're skilled enough. They've played enough games. You know, if we compare it to the NBA, these guys are playing how many games? They're traveling how many time zones? 82 games a year plus finals. I mean, this is nothing for these guys. And then if anything, it gives them a taste to what that kind of life is about. So no doubt Melbourne United will be looking to get their first win.
World champion Jenny Screen joining me here on SEN. The last one I want to ask you from an NBL perspective before I flip over to the WNBL. We spoke about Perth and you saw them up close last week. You also had a look at Illawarra. Are they going to... It looks like Matt Flynn's sort of got a 9, 10, 11-man rotation. Are they going to have a bit of trouble working out who's actually going to get the court time?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I wouldn't be surprised in the next couple of rounds if he tries to adjust a few things. Who's playing well and those type of whatnot. But to go 12 deep in the first two rounds is very interesting. Obviously, he's sticking to his guns at the moment. But they've got a huge disparity between they're old and they're young. And I shouldn't say old because I'm old too, but they're wiser players. Yeah. And you're like your David Andersons, your Boones, that type, even your Aaron Brooks who's come in from the NBA. They're veterans of this game. They know how to play, but then you've got to throw them in with four guys in that team are under the age of 21. So there's a vast array of youth and experience, and it's just finding that happy medium. And I hope it comes sooner rather than later because they are won their first game just against Cairns the other night at home, and hopefully they get to streak a few more together. I don't think they're out of the ballpark whatsoever. Yep. I think they're going to challenge a lot of teams, but it's finding that balance. What roles do we want to play? And that's the hard job of being a coach. Who'd want to be a coach?
Nah, not for me, thanks. No, I'll give that one a miss. we were talking about the Phoenix being 2-0 to start the season as a new team. We have to have the same conversation about the Southside Flyers in the WNBL. That it is a new team. It's a new name. They're playing at an old venue, of course, at Dandenong Stadium, but they're 2-0. They hung on in a thriller last night.
They did indeed in overtime. Perth threw everything at them. You know, Schwagmeier had a double-double, 26 points and 13 rebounds, I think, give or take a few. And they're doing really well. Cheryl Chambers has put a great team together. You've got Australian Opals point guard in Leilani Mitchell, one of the smartest players to play the game, leading the front and filling in with some Australian players as well, Jenna Hay, the captain. So they're an exciting brand. Lucky that we still have them in the league. Yep. And I'm grateful to Jerry Ryan from JCO for, you know, continuing to support women's sport, especially basketball. So watch this space with that teal and black team. I think they're going to do some special things this season.
Yeah, I think they might be dangerous. And what about the Capitals, Jen, before I let you go? They're coming off the title last year. We've only had the one game so far, so we're still trying to feel our way through with a few of these teams. Are they up there again in your mind?
Oh, they are. I mean, the first game of the season on Fox was between them and Adelaide, who were both in the final last year, and it was a cracking game of women's basketball. They both shot the lights out. Three players had over 22 points. Kelsey Griffin, KG 23, had a double-double. And we're not just talking 10 and 10. She had 22 points and 20 rebounds to her name for the first game of the season. So they're going to be pretty special again, and they didn't even have their centre, Mariana Tolo, our Australian Opal, in their lineup either. So they're just going to go from strength to strength. The hardest thing with winning a championship in any sport is how do you stay at the top? Because it's very easy to go from the top back down to the bottom. We see it all the time. So Paul Gorris no doubt has a challenge on his hand, but if round one is anything to go by, these girls are hungry.
Oh, it looks like it. It looks like it as well. Jenny, you're a very busy person this time of year, so I appreciate you taking the call this afternoon. Thanks for joining me.
I am. Thanks. #SeeIncredible, guys.